The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Family-owned Palermo Pizza underwrites this episode of Grand Rapids Ghost Hunters Paranormal Podcast, located at 901 Gazan Parkway, Southwest Wyoming, and available at 616-531-8300.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mama Mary comes to me, and in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me.
When the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer.
Breathe in satisfaction and breathe out gratitude.
For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer.
Breathe in satisfaction and breathe out gratitude.
And when the night is cloudy, and there is still a light that shines on me, shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music, and Mama Mary comes to me, whispering words of wisdom. There will be an answer.
Breathe in satisfaction and breathe out gratitude.
Brought to you by WKTV, I'm Wayne Thomas. Welcome to another Grand Rapids Ghost Hunters Paranormal Podcast. It's going to be the same old faces, maybe a little more rugged due to the environment that we're in right now. But let's start out, and we'll meet our co-host in the studio this week, Brandon Jose.
Of Kent County Paranormal. Just remembered I still had my mask on yet.
And then zooming in, our co-host, again, right from the very beginning, 3 years ago, Kim Colleen.
Hi, all. Kim Colleen here from the Grand Rapids Ghost Hunters Paranormal Podcast, coming to you live from the Colleen residence. And I just noticed it says Justin here. That's my oldest son. Just ignore that. It's Kim.
And then we need to meet our very special guest. She has been on a mission to bring love, light, and healing to those who need it most. She's also been a light to my path. Please welcome Mama Mary Bassett.
Hi, everyone. How are you guys all doing?
Hey, doing good.
Good.
A little bit of a different atmosphere, but we're all here.
Yeah.
And it all connected fairly easy, too.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, because we have good technical support here at WKTV. That's why.
Yeah.
We got Nate behind the curtain working for us tonight.
That's
so
right.
Glad we can make this happen. You girls look good. We missed you. This is the first show of 2021 and the very first show of our third season. So
yep.
I couldn't think of a better guest. Mama Mary Bassett, she's been involved with all of us. Like I say, I'm not exaggerating when she has been a light to my path. So Mama Mary, explain to everyone what it is you do and what makes you spooky enough to be on this platform.
Well, I'm very spooky. I'm definitely not normal by any shape or form, but I am definitely a spiritual healer. I am a spiritual channeler, a Reiki master, energy worker, and medium. So my biggest goal is I like to read for people and heal, but I like to show people that there's more to life than just what meets the eye and what we've been conditioned to think. And so I want to raise people's vibrations. And I do that through spiritual messages that I channel through from the veil. And I do that through energy work and healing, and in hopes that not only do I raise their vibration, but I raise the vibration of people who are connected to them, and then further out, and then raise the vibration of the collective whole, because that's what we're supposed to be doing is awakening and be more aware that there's more to life out there than just what meets the eye.
Yeah, and I think help, just that simple word, help, could be part of your mission or the mission. And we run into that, Brandon, as a ghost hunter. I know he's heard that ghosts are looking for help and the living are looking for help. I think that you're a great voice towards moving them on in their journey. I know I've been part of that. Now explain, you're also a producer.
I do. Well, you and I have a podcast together, Cryptic Frequencies, that we started, but back in March or April when COVID hit. It was, you know, to a point where everybody was about to give up everything they've ever known how to do things because you couldn't do them anymore. And so I was like, no, there's different ways of doing things. You just have to go about it from a different angle. So we kept pushing together and we found a different way to connect.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about the way. You don't ever have to give up.
Yeah, this radio blog has been great to get the message out. We've had some of the same guests that we have here on this show. As a matter of fact, we featured Brandon and his team, Kent County Paranormal, for one of our shows. You did a show with Kim and the girls. Mm-hmm. Talk about that one a little bit. You girls did that together.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites. What did you think about it, Kim?
I always love talking to you, Mama Mary. And I love your insights. And you actually did a reading for me one time. And it was very precise. And some things actually came to fruition. And there was a couple of things that I'm still waiting for. I'm supposed to have a man in my life with, I think, tan pants and some sort of button-down shirt. And I've been looking for him, and he hasn't quite shown up yet. So I don't know who that man, I don't really know where my path is going with that tan pants man.
Oh, no. This can't be a romantic thing.
No. If I was insinuating that was not the case.
Just keep a lookout because you never know. It could be, you know, a guardian angel, and you know, a spirit guide or somebody who comes along. Because, you know, I've done readings for people for, you know, years, and I'll have people who have come back that I've done readings for 3 years, and they've literally kept, because I when I channel, I automatic write. So yeah. I always give that to them. And there's some people who have kept every single piece. And as they're like, as I've gone through the years, everything's come true. It's weird. So at some point, it's going to click for you.
Yeah. So everything that you channeled for me, I wrote down on paper. And so like with the dates and so forth, and I think you did like a month worth of channeling. And so specific times of the month, I would write down, okay, you know, you see such and such a thing happening. Right. And you're pretty smack on. Right. And there was a few things I'm still waiting to happen yet.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, you know, a lot of what I've learned comes from my friend Kristen Roberts, psychic medium, which is who we interviewed. And her gifts are just beyond amazing. I, you know, I remember when the first time I went to her, I went, you know, just for a reading. And she had told me in that reading, 20 years from now, you're me. You just got to take care of your family first.
Yep.
And through her, I met, you know, the Motor City medium, Rebecca Smuck, and both amazing people. So that interview and the things they had to talk about and their knowledge, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's mind blowing.
Yeah, Rebecca actually. Smuck. Let's not pass by her too quickly.
Yep. No.
Explain what she's all about. Some of the things that she's been involved with.
Well, she does, you know, of course she does a lot of ghost hunting with Glass Paranormal. And, you know, Kristen was a part of that group for a long time, but she does a lot of traveling to other places to help people with, you know, the negative spirits that are in their house. And she goes in there and she helps to remove them, but she helps them discover answers. You know, she's sort of like, you know, a spiritual warrior in a sense where, you know, I've met people who in their dreams, they fight negative entities for people. She would be one of those.
Right. Maybe even demonic, dark, you're talking about. Right. Yes. She's quite a warrior. She's going to be on the show. She's committed to being on the show. I wasn't part of that interview, so she's going to be on WKTV here. We got a lot coming up this year, and it might be through a Zoom, or we might all be Zooming in our PJs at the end of the month. But this is working really well so far. You're into other things too. I mean, you're a ghost hunter. You're part of PK. You work with Sarah Bassett.
Yes. Yep. Sarah is my stepdaughter, but we have a podcast together, PXL, Paranormal XL, and we've done the ghost hunting together. But she has been a blessing to my soul because she's always encouraged me. She's such an outgoing person where I'm more grounded. So she always gets me into more trouble where I'm all for getting into trouble, but she's really good at encouraging me to get into that trouble. She's a lot more fun than I am.
Oh yeah. I've checked out some of your podcasts and I did see that influence.
Yeah. She gets me going and there's no stopping us.
And you both have shops.
Yes. Yeah. She has one over in Portland and, that is the reading room, but it's also, you know, the part of Sarah's too. It started off as the reading room, but she has her little niche in it too. And where before it was just kind of readings and general items, she's really just popped that place out. When you go in there, it's a smaller place, but the way she presents it is amazing. And the way she can draw people in to get into her shop just kind of blows my mind. And then I have a shop across the Golden Vale in Hastings, Michigan. And basically, it's, you know, the metaphysical shop, a little bit of witchy stuff if you're into that, if you want to get into the metaphysical and get into the more spiritual side of things where I do my readings and my healing work. Mostly, I just want a place to be able to spread the word and help other people grow and heal and be the best version of themselves.
Yeah, right now, your mic is right in front of you.
Yes.
So you might
you want me to move it?
Right there.
Stay to the side.
There you go.
Yeah.
You gotta see your pretty face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now I was out to your shop and you sent some rose quartz home with me. Kim, you didn't get it because you're not in the studio tonight. And I forgot Brandon's rose quartz. I have some for him too. Talk about crystals a little bit, maybe the properties of rose quartz and why I would be bringing some home for my co-host.
Oh, well, rose quartz are very good for the heart chakra in general, but they're good for love and healing and connection and self-love. So if you're somebody who deals with anxiety or you just need to feel a little bit better about your day or better about yourself, that's something that's a good stone to carry around with you because it encourages that love energy. I know it's not, you know, like the... Sorry, that would be my chakra bowl because we're talking about chakras.
All right.
If normally you would associate the color green with the heart chakra, but pink's all about love. So when you think about the pink quartz, that's the best one to coincide with your heart chakra. So if you're trying to heal that or open that or connect with that more, that's the perfect stone to ease your anxiety and to know that you should love yourself more.
Right.
It's just a nice reminder.
Mother love.
That's right.
And the feminine vibrations, energy, yeah, which I needed to work on. We talked about the last show.
I remember that, yeah.
You guys wanted me to get a pedicure.
Yeah.
Brandon was laughing, but then Sarah says he had to get a pedicure also so he could be in touch with his feminine side. No, I haven't.
I am so due.
Yeah, that hasn't happened. But you do other things still. We still haven't got to the end of the list because you do astrological forecast.
Oh, I do. I'm very big into astrology. I believe that the energy of the planets have a huge impact on our day-to-day lives. I study it every day. I like to know it's sort of like your daily weather forecast. Learn what the planets are doing for the day and know how the energy is going to affect you for the day. And I can guarantee the more you pay attention to astrology, you're going to see other people around you react. And so if you're having issues during the day, especially at work, and you've studied that enough, you're going to know how to react to certain people because you already know they're going to react a certain way based on the energy. Well, just like tonight, and I missed it because I was setting up for this, right at dusk, you know, right around the 21st, the Great Conjunction, where you saw Jupiter and Saturn conjunct and you saw the big Christmas star.
Yeah.
Today, actually, Mars was also conjuncting those planets. So if you went out at the certain time, you would see all three of those planets illuminate. So astrology is the real deal, and it's a beautiful thing. And it has a huge impact on all of our lives. And the more, all I know is I've studied it intensely for the last 3 years, and it's changed my life. Wow. It's changed my personality. It's changed my life lessons that I've gone through and my understanding of spirituality. It's a big player in our lives. And I think the more people tune in and tap into that, the more they'll find they're able to heal and move forward with a lot of things.
Does it help them like shape their future?
Yeah, well, definitely. You know, we all come into certain scenarios in life where we find ourselves frustrated because we want to be here, but no, we're there. And there's certain levels that we have to go through in order to reach where we want to be. And, you know, when they always say, oh, it's divine timing, the universe has a plan, God has a plan. Well, he does, but it's through the planets. Sometimes, no matter if we know we're supposed to be at a certain place and we're ready for it, just because we're ready for it, the energy of the planets is not. So until they're aligned properly, according to our chart, we're not going to arrive there.
Do you think that there are signs all around us in our everyday life that we probably just aren't able to recognize and learn from them and direct our lives because of these signs?
Oh, definitely. One of the biggest things I would say would be angel numbers. And so when you start seeing numbers all the time, over and over again, for me, and it's funny because for me, for like the last week and a half, it's been 111. And so finally yesterday I sat down and I looked it up, and it's all about new beginnings and manifestations and learning how to think the right kind of thoughts because you're constantly manifesting. And so whatever you think is going to manifest in front of you. So if you think you're going to have good things coming your way, there'll be good things. But if you think you're going to have a bad day, you're probably going to have a bad day. So it's sort of like paying attention to the numbers or paying attention to feathers, different color feathers. They have different kind of meanings. That's how our angels and our guides connect with us. You know, here's a good example as a sign and symbol of, you know, spirit connecting with us. My dad had crossed over, and I was driving home one day, and I heard a song. I forget who sings it. Maybe it's John Mellencamp, but it's the song that's a little ditty about Jack and Diane.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay. Mellencamp.
And so I'm like, okay, it reminded me of my dad because he was a Marine. And so it's kind of like a patriotic type song, you know, American. And I said, okay, if that song, Dad, was from you, then before I get out of my vehicle, you play it for me one more time. Because that's how you talk to spirit. When you want your signs and symbols, you say it, they're going to give it to you. So I pulled into my driveway, and right before I turned off my car, that song came out again.
On the same channel?
Same channel. Same exact channel. And
that's
so
spooky.
I knew it was a message. It is spooky, but I knew it was a message for my dad, you know, a way of him letting me know that he's okay. He's in the process of crossing over because it is a process. It doesn't happen immediately. And I knew he was okay. And so now to this day, whenever that song comes on, I know it's his way of coming through and connecting with me.
Yeah. I have a question, Mary.
And
time, I think you had told me, you know, when you have one of your ears kind of like ring, you hear like a ringing, or it's almost like you're just like, yeah, what is that? And, you know, am I losing my hearing on that one side, or you hear like a buzzing? and it kind of switches from ear to ear. I have that quite often. And didn't you tell me that that was my spirit guides talking to me at that moment?
Quite often it is. And what I've learned is when it's on my right side, it's a female energy. And when it's on my left side, it's a male energy. And depending on the frequency, sometimes it's like a humming sound.
Yeah.
And generally, that's probably just like a spirit or maybe a spirit guide. When it's really high pitch, it's
I tend to have almost like a really high, like, you know, like a really high.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's beautiful, because that means that the spirit's trying to connect with you. So either when it's really, really high, that's an angel or archangel, because their vibration is so high.
That almost makes me feel like I'm going deaf in that ear.
Yes, exactly. That's good, because that shows how much you're awakening. Not only can you sense that, but you're attuned to the idea of what it could be other than just maybe a little bit of ringing in your ears. Because there's
you taught me that. And I always kind of ignored it in the past, but when you taught me what that actually meant, I pay really close attention now to when that happens to me. And I pay attention to my surroundings, right? Like, what's going to happen to me? You know, what are you trying to tell me?
That's exactly it. And from now on, too, I would ask, okay, so what's the message you have for me?
Yeah, okay.
Or bring me a feather to show me what you mean. Because all feathers, you know, mean different, you know, different things.
Like a physical feather.
Yeah, a physical feather. Like in messages, you know, just it's all about, like, brown feathers are all about grounding and healing. White feathers are usually just a simple message that your guardian angel is around. Hmm. And sometimes it's just a good idea to look up the message for yourself versus somebody else telling you, because I could tell you what a spirit animal means to me, but you could look up a whole different kind of meaning and it would mean something different to you. What's really important is what affects you and what drives you and fuels, you know, your passion and feeds your soul.
Sure.
That's what's important.
I love this discussion so far, because we're learning something. And if we pay attention, then we will notice these signs.
Definitely will. Yeah, I do.
Right. I mean, feathers for me, look out, I'm going to pick it up and bring it home. And then pennies is, you know, pennies comes with, if it's a heads up, it's good luck, so pick it up. Well, what I do if it's tails, I pick it up and then I flip it. So maybe it's going to switch over for somebody else's good luck. Yeah,
I like that.
I pay attention to these signs. You brought up songs, and then a smell. Can be a sign too that can take you somewhere or bring it to your attention that someone maybe is with you at the time. And with me, one of my best senses is my nose. So when I was on a ghost hunt, you know, I would pick up scents. And they say that death has a scent like strawberries or cherries. And I've actually smelled that on certain cases. And I've had other people who I know were seeing ghosts pick up that same scent. So yeah, I think we can learn something from these signs. And then another one, Kim, is goosebumps.
You and I, dude.
Right.
We're on the same plane. I don't know what that is. Like, we'll get a vibe and I can look at you and you look at me and we'll get goosebumps at the same time. It's like we're on that same playing level. I don't know what you call that. Maybe Mary has a name for that. When you have somebody who you're so connected with, you get goosebumps at the same time. Is there a name for that?
Well, you have a strong connection, so it totally makes sense. It's really just in a sense of validation, no different than when I'm giving a reading to somebody and I have no idea who they are and I'm just reading it off and all of a sudden I get chills. That's kind of a sign to me from spirit that, yes, you are exactly right and you are on this right path. And so keep following what you're thinking because you're finding the answer. It's that spiritual connection that you're both right. And you're both thinking on the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is a term for it. It's like, it's a funny term. It's like Frisno or something. Yeah. And it's a sign that you're actually being touched by an angel or higher spirits are you kind of connected in that way? And it happened with us long ago on one of the very first shows that you were on. Yeah. We were talking about you being a cancer survivor.
Yeah,
and we both got the chills and the goosebumps. And then I think dizziness too. One of our mutual friends, Exie Susan Smith, she gets dizzy when there's when there's something happening. Do you experience that kind of thing too, that sensation?
Sometimes I do, not all the time. A lot of times when I channel for somebody I'm doing a reading for, I'll channel before they get there. And I would actually prefer to not know who they are and not know their names. But there's quite often when I get a certain, you know, shift of energy, it will definitely make me feel dizzy. When it's like spur of a moment and I'm not expecting it and a spirit's just coming through, it's sort of like your feet get knocked under you and then your head just kind of spins around. And then all of a sudden you gain it back real quick and you're there and you have your answer. But at first, when it shifts through you, it can be overwhelming, especially if you're not used to it.
I know Brandon's had some experiences on ghost hunts where he's had some ill feelings. Like he's empathic enough, I think, that he felt something that the ghost had experienced.
Yeah. Yeah, mine was just like, felt perfectly fine the whole day. I get in this house, I just have like really sharp stomach pain, you know? And then like, if I go out of the house, I was fine. But whenever I'm in the house, I just get like sharp stomach pain.
And then at the old Allegan County Jail Museum.
I had the sensation of a heart attack. Yeah. Like,
oh,
it was like leaving like the cells. And then like one of our other team members ended up feeling the same way later on too. So it was just really weird. Cause all of a sudden it's like, you got like the tingling in your arm. Like, you know, you're not having it, but you can feel the sensation of it. And you can feel like all of a sudden, like my heart felt like it was gonna explode. Like, it was that kind of sensation.
So you're an empath.
All right, we have someone else joining the show. I love it. My bird will probably wanna join if I do it from home. Mary, are you empathic?
I think, to be honest, yeah, but I think we all are.
We all are.
One of my favorite sayings, and you've probably heard me say it many times before, is that we're not human beings here to live a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings here to live a human experience so that we can continue to grow and so that we can raise the vibration of the collective whole. We're all empaths.
Yeah,
we're all telepathic. We're all psychic. We're all mediums. We're literally made to communicate that way. It's just we've been conditioned to shut it all off. And so I think that's like the important times of now is encouraging everybody to waken that up and to break down the suppression of what we've been taught to think, because we're entering a whole new stage of life.
Yeah, that's very quotable. And I probably have quoted you on that. It's like we are physical beings, but without a doubt, there is something spiritual inside of us. That's what my grandfather taught me at 5 years old when he was trying to explain what he did as a ghost hunter and what he was communicating with, what this thing was that he was communicating with. Because he would actually dig up bones, people that were mutilated and disembodied and then cemented in basement walls. Well, they weren't at rest. So they would come to him. He would stay at the house as long as it took until they came to him. He would follow them. They would dig up the bones and bury them and say a few words over them. But that's how he explained to me what it was that's inside of every one of us. Unless you're born without it, I can't imagine what that would be like. You would be a wild animal if you were born without that. And I even think animals have some spirits in them. Don't you? Do you believe?
Well, yeah. Like what you said is like, it points me to the idea that we have several different dimensions. And so I feel like at one stage of the game, we were all serial killers. And the whole point is to, you know, that first dimension is your microorganisms. The second dimension is your animals. The third dimension is us humans. Fourth dimension is the astral plane where we go. And that's where we go when we dream. And that's where a lot of spirit roams. That's why when we dream a spirit. But I feel like as we go through our lifetimes, we progress vibrational-wise and we connect. And like, so the more lessons we learn, the next time we come back, the higher our vibration is, and the more we can connect to the next vibration. You have, you know, the astral plane, and then you had the fifth dimension, which is kind of like what most people consider heaven. And the sixth dimension is what you consider for your guides and your ascended masters. The seventh dimension is your guardian angels and your archangels. So the more times you come back and the higher you raise your vibration, the more you can connect with the higher dimensions. And so when you talk about, like, you know, crazy animals, in a sense, yeah, at some point we probably all were, because we started off at a very low vibration, and through the lessons we've learned, we've raised our vibrations.
Yeah, vibrations is key. That's all about Reiki and your chakras and how you start out at your root or your base, your feet, and you work your way up, and your vibrations get stronger and stronger. And then talking with Exi, she's talking about 12 different levels. And I looked it up, and there's like 12 different chakras, and you're going to get up to a one, I believe, where you're going to be able to communicate. This is a whole new theory because of talking with people like Konkoleski, UFO expert, and yourself, that people like you are going to be the first ones who are going to be communicating with aliens, because you're already on a higher plane. So they're going to come to you, and you're going to be more receptive to that because you're going to be in one of those higher chakras above your crown chakra. So that's a whole new theory. I think there's some support for it, because Konkoleski says if you're involved with one part of the paranormal, it opens up avenues and doors for another part.
That's true. And, you know, I've said it before, and, you know, by 2023, we're going to see, like, full-blown alien. You're already seeing it where they're releasing documents where they've, you know, had proven, you know, spottings of aliens now. You're going to see by 2023 where it's almost like a norm. And maybe even perhaps where it's, you know, perceived to be some kind of invasion from alien form. I don't really think it's going to be a complete, like, invasion, but I do believe it's a way to introduce everybody else to the idea of aliens. But yeah, before COVID hit, right before it hit, I wasn't sure exactly what was coming, but I was half asleep and had a vision with an alien. I still haven't seen her face, but it was a German name, and she showed me how everything played out, and she gave me a timeline. So I totally believe in the fact that aliens will connect with you when you're just a little bit of on a higher plane, so they can get their message through.
What is the best way for people to connect to those higher planes?
A meditation.
Yeah.
I know that's like the most cliche thing that you can say.
Yeah.
But really, you know, I started off in meditation when I wanted to, build on my gifts. I always had gifts and ways of seeing, like I was reading from tarot cards from, you know, the age of 16. But I really wanted to get into spirituality. So I took, you know, a psychic development class. And through meditation, even though it was the most basic, I really heard a lot of messages. And it was one of the first spiritual messages that I had ever given somebody. It was odd giving it to them, but I remember meditating, and they told me to tell Marsh to use his knowledge of electricity. And there was somebody I had worked with. I'm like, okay, that's really weird, because I don't know this guy, and he doesn't strike me as someone spiritual at all. So finally, it took me 3 weeks, and I broke down, and I finally told him. He's like, you know, he goes, that's really weird. He goes, what did the voice sound like? So I, you know, gave him the sound of the voice that came through. He's like, well, it sounded like my dad. And a couple of weeks ago, you know, he passed away. And I'm actually trying to build a pair of sunglasses for my grandson that have windshield wipers on them. So it's sort of like that little, that validation. So the more you meditate, really, you know, and I got away from meditation, but still worked on doing my readings. But I always felt like something was missing until I got back into the meditation. So every day, at least for 20 minutes, I meditate. You know, I pray to God. I think I'm thankful for my abundance. And I take the time to ground my energy and ground my chakras And I just try to be thankful for living in a blessed life. It's all about really your basic is your meditation and your prayer.
Is it just basically staying in a quiet place, calming your body, relaxing, and just self-talking to yourself, you know, talking, using, not, I'm not talking like moving your lips talking, but I'm talking that internal voice that's inside of you. You're quiet, but your brain and your thoughts are whirling and whirling, and you're thinking all these things. Is that the basis of meditation, is self-thinking and positive thinking and stuff like that?
Yeah, really, because, you know, I'm an Aries, so I can't sit with my mind completely quiet, like, you know, what you would think of meditation to be.
Yeah.
Because not everybody can do that. That's why I started off with, like, guided meditations, because I would listen to the guided meditations and I would be okay, and I could go deep. And I've learned something about myself that not everybody can quiet their mind and just shut up. Yeah. Because they always have something going. But
I'm a Sagittarius. Does Sagittarians have, like,
it's the same kind of thing, because you're
like wiggle butt syndrome?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the fire sign thing. You've got to go. You have to have action if you're doing something, otherwise it doesn't feel right.
Right. So I feel like I'm wasting time. Like I should be getting physically done.
I'll pray to God and then my angels and, you know, my guides, and I always thank them for showing me what I need to know to be successful. And Archangel is always a major one that I pray to.
Yeah.
And definitely God in the universe for the abundance that I have in my life, because I'm spiritual, but if I didn't have all that spiritual energy pushing me in the right direction, I wouldn't be where I'm at. Obviously, I have to listen to that spiritual energy, but I also have a great support system, not just my family, but a spiritual support system that's really trying to guide and show me. And everybody has that. They just need to take the time to slow down and tap into it to discover where they need to be.
I'd really like to do that.
That's how you find your life purpose.
You know, I think we all recognize that we have guardian angels, but we don't always thank them for their help. You just take them for granted, I guess.
Yeah. When they whisper in my ear, or when they show me that they're near me, like I said, I get that high pitch frequency, and it's in one ear or in the other. It's never in both. And it makes me aware that, you know, they're talking to me.
I think we should recognize them. And then meditation can be good for everybody. And then I think yoga is also part of that, can be part of that. If someone takes a couple times a day, 10, 15 minutes, it's better for your body and it's better for your mind. Just relax, clear your thoughts some. And then you've taught me more about it than anything I've ever known. And we even brought it up in our little intro here, where breathe in satisfaction and breathe out gratitude. When I was going to the spa, when it was open, I was concentrating on that. When I was in the pool relaxing, that was my mantra because of you that I used. And I know you're there just to help. You're helping me, and you're helping me along the way. And anybody else that can get a hold of you or check out your different things that you do. You do past life regression is another thing that you do. Mm-hmm. Soul retrieval. Isn't that another something that you offer?
Yeah, another guided meditation. I have several guided meditations, and mostly just out there to have something to listen to ground yourself with. But the whole point of when I talk about, you know, breathing in satisfaction and breathing out gratitude, when I breathe in, and that's actually something I do every day. Anything I put into my guided meditations is not something that's just words. It's something that I use because it's helped me. So when you breathe in satisfaction, you breathe in through your solar plexus and you hold it there. And then you hold it long enough, you know, at least 5 seconds, take your time to engage in that energy. And then when you breathe out that gratitude, you breathe it out through your heart chakra. And what that teaches you actually is self-love, because while we love people, we literally forget how to love.
You taught me you taught me that meditation is clearing, healing, awakening your chakras. And then you got some things for Christmas. And I wanted to spend as much time as we are on meditation because I think it's very important. You got some Christmas gifts, I believe, that help you in your meditation, some singing bowls.
I did. I got, well, I have, my daughter got me Tibetan singing bowls, which are kind of like metal singing bowls. I didn't get those out. And then my husband got me crystal singing bowls. And so I have seven of each for all the chakras. I didn't get all of them out because they take up a lot of room, but I got this one, and this one is for the heart chakra.
The key, I'll play that one. The key right there, the heart chakra.
That's right. And this one is the sacral chakra. This one's big.
That is big.
It's huge. The root chakra is even bigger. So like the sacral chakra is all about your creative energy and your sexual energy and your feminine energy. So quite often, I think I got the heart chakra out and the sacral chakra out because very often when one is imbalanced, the other one's going to be imbalanced, because if you don't know your creative energy, your heart's not going to be at peace, if that makes any sense. Because when your heart chakra is open, you know what you want to do with yourself. And when your sacral chakra is open, your heart chakra is open, and your solar plexus is open, because you're not anxious about what you should be doing with yourself. So if you'd like, I'll play and let you hear what they sound like.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. This is the sacral chakra. Now the heart. Back to the sacral.
Wow, that came through nice.
Did it come through nice?
Oh, real good. Yeah, that's giving me the willies.
Yeah.
I'm getting the goosebumps.
I'm looking for UFOs.
I did sit here and practice and test my mic a couple of times to make sure it didn't get too overwhelming.
Oh, it came through real well.
Really, the idea with the singing bowls, I want to incorporate it with my energy work, because when I do energy work, it's a little bit different than Reiki. Reiki's more hands-on. So when I do my energy work, I literally just work specifically with the chakras, and I draw out negative energy, and then I spin the chakras in the direction they're supposed to be, and then I put Reiki healing in. And so my goal with the singing bowls, because there's a singing bowl for each chakra, is to play that for each of the chakras, because that's going to break up the negative energy that somebody's attached to that needs to be released. And so I can pull it out more easily and stronger. And hopefully the session will last longer, because everybody always asks me, okay, so just like I had somebody last Saturday, they wanted to know how often they should come in. I said, well, you know, at first, you know, come in once a month, but after you get your chakras, you know, you need to learn how to do it yourself, because you can do it yourself. You don't need an energy worker to do it for you. Maybe the first couple of times, but once you get spiritually in tune and aligned, you should be able to do it yourself, and maybe come every 3 to 4 months to be aligned. So she's going to come in, you know, every month for like 3 months until she learns how to do it herself. You know, and like I've also said, if you ever meet a Reiki person or an energy work person that says, well, you need to come in every week, go find somebody else, because they're trying to suck money out of you. And that's not what this should be about, period. It should be really about helping people heal. And so I'm really excited that as soon as I get to work with them a little bit more, integrating this into the energy work process, because I think it'll be really beneficial. It'll make the energy work last longer than just a week.
I can see how that, because of those vibrations, you could tune into a certain chakra, and if that's where they needed their work, was with one particular chakra, you could tune into that vibration using your bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I love
it's
those.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have your drum right there, too?
No, that's at the shop.
Oh. You also got a drum. What's that called?
The hang drum.
You did you did a little bit of a demonstration when you were in the studio with that.
Yeah. Oh, I love the hang drum. And a lot of times if I'm sitting at work and I'm just working, I'll put on hang drum music just because it's relaxing and it's calming and it grounds you. The hang drum grounds you. But it's also very healing just to listen to it. I just love the sound of it, and it's fun to play.
You had those bowls singing. I went back to high school when I was sitting with a guru from India, transcendental meditation. Yeah, that's what it reminded me of.
There you go.
Yeah, that was different. I like that. You might as well cover the chakras. I mean, we haven't really hit all seven of them and their different properties. Colors that go with them, the different, mm-hmm. The lotus flower. Each one has a lotus flower.
They do. You know, chakras are very important. Well, you know, the basic of chakras is we all have chakras, and they're energy centers, and you know, they're wheels of life. And so each chakra is constantly spinning, so it brings in energy, whether it's good or it's bad. And unfortunately, a lot of time it's the bad energy that sticks. The energy comes in and it flows out through the chakra through the back. So when you have too much negative energy, it gets stuck and it slows down. So our root chakra, our first three chakras, the root chakra, the sacral chakra, and the solar plexus, that kind of all like harbors our inner child energy, or the energy we went through as children. And so your root chakra, that's all about what makes you feel secure and grounded. And so if that's closed off, a lot of times you would feel like you'd feel insecure, or you would feel like you don't have enough money and you'd hold on to too much money and not spend any, or if it was overactive, you would spend too much. And then your sacral chakra, that's kind of like your feminine energy, and it's your sexual energy and your creativity. And so if it's underactive, then you would probably feel like maybe not very sexual, or you wouldn't be able to get it, tap into a creative flow. Overactive would be constantly having to go and creating too many projects that you can't continue, or maybe having too many, you know, intimate partners, so to speak. Your solar plexus, that's your like personal power. So if it's underactive, you might give away too much of your power to other people, where you let them make the decisions for you. Or you might try to control people too much if it's overactive. Your heart chakra, if that is underactive, you might block too many people and not know what love feels, or maybe not feel any emotion. I felt that for a really long time before I got into my spirituality, where you couldn't make me angry, but I wasn't happy either. It kind of flatlined. And when I started my spirituality, my heart chakra opened and I felt the difference. Your throat chakra, if that's overactive, you might get somebody who talks way too much and doesn't know how to shut up. Or if it's underactive, you might have somebody who doesn't ever speak their truth. They might be liars, or they just don't talk. You know, a lot of things I walk into with my clients that I work with, you know, they have a lot of energy stuck in their throat chakra because they've gotten angry. Anger rises from your solar plexus, but it rises up. And if you don't speak your truth when you're angry, it gets stuck in your throat chakra. When you move up to your third eye chakra, that's your kind of like psychic center. And that's where, that's how you learn how to speak spiritually to the veil and to your ancestors and to loved ones that have crossed over. That's your psychic awakening. And your crown chakra, which is at the very top, that's your connection to the universe and to the higher chakras above. That's kind of like a fast breakdown.
Right.
That was good.
And each one has a different color that's associated with it, and a different mm-hmm. number of petals of that flower.
Yes.
Lotus flower. Yeah.
The lotus flower. And the lotus flower kind of represents the spiritual awakening. So the more, you know, like the root chakra would have less petals. That's because once you start your spiritual awakening, you start at the root chakra. And sometimes that's what's really hard about a spiritual awakening is when you decide to start that path, you do have to start the root chakra and heal childhood issues that you went through as a child. So you might find yourself, you know, embracing situations that trigger a past pain from your childhood. So something important to remember is, okay, so is that a real pain? The universe is bringing that up for me so that I can look at that and heal it, heal the root chakra and move up to the next chakra. Because the heart chakra is like the bridge. So you have to heal the three bottom chakras, your childhood. We all have childhood issues. We've all been there. That's the reality of life. It's for a reason. You know, we work hard at being great parents, but sometimes our kids are meant to have harsh realities taught to them because they can't grow spiritually in their adulthood if they don't. So when you get to that certain part and you heal all three of those chakras, you start to open up your heart chakra so that you can awaken your throat chakra, your third eye chakra, and your crown chakra, because the heart is the bridge to the spirituality. Your throat chakra, your third eye, and your crown, that's the awakening. And that's what's really important about energy work is when I do my energy work, I ground down the energy from the crown to the root, pulling out negative energy that blocks the chakras from spinning. And then when I spin the chakras, I'm literally activating your awakening. So the more you do it, the more you awaken. And when you awaken your natural spiritual gifts, which we all have, everybody has them. There's nobody that's more special than anybody else when it comes to gifts. It's just some have worked harder at awakening them.
Yeah, it's never been explained that well on this show, but
yeah, that's good.
Your goal is ascension. You're rising to a higher level of consciousness. And then my list, when I talked about the 12 chakras, you covered the seven from your feet to the top of your head. And then number nine would be soul chakra, or soul star. And then 10, universal healing. And then that's your psychic healing. And then 11 would be galactic. That's communication with higher beings. And then spiritual skills. And then 12, the last one that they have on this list, is your divine gateway. I guess at that point, you're in heaven, nirvana.
Yeah, that'd be like your higher self.
So there's a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, well, there's two parts of our souls. We have our soul that's here, and then we have the other half of us that's on the other side. And so that's the whole point of ascension, is raising your vibration high enough so that you can connect to God's source. You know, there's God, but God's source is in all of us. We're all God. We're a collective whole. So the more we can raise the vibration of the collective whole and connect to our God source, the more we push towards light and love, and the more we'll push back the darkness.
We have a disclaimer on this show. Please keep an open mind about things that you might not easily believe. And this is exactly why that's part of our thing that we repeat, because it's asking a lot. And there's a lot to take in here, but it's all built one block at a time. I suggested you have seven chakras. Why not meditate on your root chakra Monday? You know, keep moving up for each day of the week till you, I guess Sunday would be, you would get to your crown chakra and do it that way. That way you can pay attention to all your different chakras. But you said before, the key is right here, right in the heart.
That's right. Love. And, you know, I haven't researched it far enough into that, but there are chakras that do resonate with each day of the week. So if you were to look it up, I'd guarantee you would find where Monday has a certain chakra, and so does Tuesday.
Hmm. Oh, okay. My wife
I just haven't researched that.
My wife's trying to help me, I guess, ascend. I don't know if she's trying to get rid of me in a certain consciousness. She's tired of the old Wayne. She's ready to ring in the new Wayne, right? So she bought me some things to help me, and then there are some books, but talking to you has been, like I say, it's helped my journey, all of us. And then I have picked up some crystals that have certain properties that I might want to enhance. Yeah. Moldavite, as a matter of fact, I wear right here at my throat chakra. And Moldavite's, we'll talk about Moldavite a little bit.
Yeah. Well, Moldavite's actually a very powerful crystal. And it's used to help you like move past the things that you need help moving past. And it's funny because we had an episode where I forget who we were talking to, and we were talking about Moldavite, and I was like, I can never hold on to a piece of Moldavite ever. It always disappears.
Right.
And then gave me an encouraging feedback that that's okay. It's because you don't need it. I'm like, oh, I don't feel so bad because I've literally gone through a lot.
Laura Briggs would have been the one.
There you go.
Right.
But I've heard, I have heard tales. I've had people, I've been at psychic fairs where they've talked about wearing Moldavite and having it knock them on their butts because it was so intense they couldn't take the energy of it anymore. It's a very positive and powerful crystal to wear.
It opens up your psychic. Steve Wilson couldn't hang on to his, our friend from Australia. He's the first one. And then Konkoleski, Bill Konkoleski, he's got it in both of his books where he talks about how he lost his and then all of a sudden mysteriously shows up again.
Yeah.
Right. There's
Wasn't
something
it like
about that.
15 years later or something like that.
Right. It's the only gem that's actually from outer space. And then I wear mine. You can, I know, like you said, maybe get too many vibrations. I wear mine for the show and for my throat chakra. Brandon's got examples of when some of his friends first got it out and you had to put it away for a while. Didn't you have an experience, Brandon?
Anyway, it's just more kind of like intense dreams. It's kind of one of the things that it's supposed to give too. But I know like some of them were having like very intense dreams after they had it.
Right. So, yeah, very mysterious. And there again, it's vibrations. You know, everything's got vibrations. Mm-hmm. Even you think a rock, well, it's not alive, but it's still vibrating. And that's
right. Everything has vibrations.
Yeah, everything, right. The whole universe works that way. So it's a matter of getting in the right vibe, getting in the groove.
That's why you meditate.
Yeah, meditation. I believe in it. I think it's a good thing. I think it helps you in different ways, like I said, physically and mentally. And if you're trying to ascend, which I think we all are, we're going to be forced into it when our bodies aren't with us anymore.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So you might as well be prepared for it and then pay attention to the signs, help you along the way. We talked about a lot of those numbers and astrology. You said 111 was one that's been with you. And then that's been on Facebook because our friend Darren Dykhouse, it was promoting the 111. And we just went through that January 11th, which would have been 111. These numbers that are in triplet like that, for some reason, they seem to carry more power to them. I don't 777, they seem to have a bigger meaning to them. I know you're not a numerologist, but you brought it up, I think.
Well, no, I study it to an extent. Normally when you see the triple numbers, those are messages from our angels, where they're trying to send a message to you from the universe. And so the 111 is what I've gotten a lot. Don't ask me to recall all numbers because, again, I'm not a numerologist, so I could try to make it up, but I'd be lying anyway. But the 111 was really all about manifestation and new beginnings and new cycles and the positive thoughts. I would say like 222, I've looked that up before, and that's all about positive partnerships. And like I've gotten those numbers when I was struggling with my day-to-day operations, I guess, so to speak. And it was a message to have hope that everything is going to work out exactly the way it was supposed to, that even though you're having challenges, it's still going to be okay. And so is sort of like your basic numerology, but tripled times. And a lot of times, I would say, actually, for me personally, I would say all of the time might be different for other people. All the time for me, you're an angel.
We need to wrap it up because we're really close to an hour. So the final, I want to get into the final thought, I guess. And then, can you guys see this? You recognize what this is?
It's a dream catcher?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Dream catcher. So that's the final thought. Does anyone know what's behind this, the legend or the myth? Mm. What goes along, why people have dream catchers, what it's all about? Maybe Mary knows.
Aren't they supposed to catch bad dreams or something?
You got it. It filters dreams. It catches the bad ones, holds them in this net, and then it lets the good dreams go down. You hang it above the cradle. It lets the good dreams go down. And then you also have it by a window. So the next day, your bad dreams that you caught are released out the window. So
I didn't know.
Yeah, so the final thought is, do you think there's any truth to this? The dream catcher, the Ojibwa, Native American Indian tribe, actually from Michigan, were the ones that created that. They used willows and then they horsehair to do the net. Yeah, Brandon, you think there might be some truth to this?
For me, it's really hard to say because so many people have different religious beliefs, and I'm not going to go and, you know, go after someone else's religious beliefs. You know, there could be something to it. A lot of it's the power of belief, too, you know. If you believe in something, has power, a lot of times then it does have power because you manifested it yourself.
Oh, yeah, you brought that point up before.
Yeah.
The tulpa. Right, where you can put that in it yourself.
You can create a spiritual energy.
Yeah, right. Kim, what do you think? Any truth to it?
Yeah, I don't have any experience with those at all, but I guess it would be great grandparents. I think on my grandmother's side was from the Ojibwa tribe. And so it'd be interesting to see, since I have that ancestry in my blood, if I would have a connection to that somehow. And I guess I would like to try it someday.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt. They're very popular.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
They're more of a decorative thing. I don't know. I think people decorate with them more than actually.
But there's a lot of meaning behind it, right?
I don't know if they necessarily know what the purpose is of these things.
In the purpose, but, right.
That's what
we talked about dreams on our last radio show with Mary. Mary, are you still with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, any thoughts on the dream catcher?
You know what? I'm exactly with Brandon. Anything you have faith in brings empowerment. So it doesn't matter what religion or what belief system, as long as you have faith, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter the path, just your faith.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty much the show. So thanks, Mama Mary Bassett, so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Brandon Jose, Kim Colleen. I like to leave us with an inspirational thought, and it's a little poem from Shiloh. Fill those lungs with strength, with courage, with glorious guidance of universal mystery, for it is the power of life, the breath of freedom. For your voice can sing to change the world. And for you, Mama Mary, it might be your bowls that are singing to change the world. Thanks so much. Great show.
Family-owned Palermo Pizza underwrites this episode of Grand Rapids Ghost Hunters Paranormal Podcast. Located at 901 Gazan Parkway, Southwest Wyoming, and available at 616-531-8300.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.